Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Paisley Brightman, an occupational therapist.
Welcome, Paisley. Thanks for joining us on Career Corner today.
Not at all. It's a pleasure to be here.
To get us started, could you tell us a bit about occupational therapy and the work you do?
Sure. First, I'll dispel a misconception that many people have about what occupational therapy is. Because of the job title, many people believe that occupational therapy is all about helping people with physical and mental disabilities to function in the workplace. That might be part of what we do, but the work is much broader than that. Occupational therapists work with people of all ages to help them deal with their disabilities and allow them to participate as fully as possible in all their daily activities. However, I specialize in working with children who have conditions that affect their physical and mental development, so their main occupations are going to school and socializing with other kids. These are things that most kids take for granted, but they can be a challenge for the kids I work with.
That sounds like important work. I imagine it can also be quite stressful.
Of course, working with children can be very emotional, and things certainly don't always turn out as you hope or expect, so you have to have a lot of patience. On the other hand, it's extremely rewarding when you see the children benefit from the coping strategies you help them develop. When I first started doing this work, I made the mistake of thinking it was my job to cure the children, which gave me completely unrealistic expectations and led me to doubt my ability. I think that's a trap many young occupational therapists fall into. But once I understood that my job was to help the children learn strategies that would allow them to lead fuller lives, I could start appreciating the progress they were making on a daily basis.
Related to that, what is the biggest challenge you face at work?
I think one of the hardest things for me is dealing with the parents. They're often under a lot of stress and are understandably very committed to ensuring their children get the best care. It can be difficult for them to understand the process I use, which involves teaching the children behaviors that can sometimes take a long time to master. To help overcome this, I try to include the parents as much as possible and incorporate their points of view into the approaches I take to helping their children.
You've been an occupational therapist for over 20 years now. Has the profession changed much during that time?
In terms of the basic principles behind what we do, I don't think so. But therapists like myself have a much wider range of tools at our disposal these days. For example, there are now a lot of excellent educational apps for computers and tablets that can make our jobs easier. In my case, they're really useful for helping the children I work with improve their motor skills, such as hand-eye coordination. And they're also great for speech therapy and practicing communication skills. One of the best things about them is that they're fun, so they provide natural motivation for the kids and also reduce the amount of stress they experience.
Okay, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Many thanks for coming in to talk to us today, Paisley.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Paisley Brightman says about her work? Number 27. What is one thing Paisley says about how occupational therapy has changed?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。 これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。